As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. Show me the facts, show me the law, and show me the evidence when we can find them and where we can find them. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air, and it's gaining speed. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, June the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. And BVL host at CenturyTel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at CenturyTel, 1L there, .net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Of course, all of our contact information can be found at the BecomeVocalLocal.com website. You can also go up to the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage, the home page for this broadcasting network, and find the archives there of all of the shows that we've done, not only this broadcast, but all the others. And while you're there, look at all the various different apps and things like that that Dougie and Lee have put together for you. Lots and lots of different ways to look and listen to the broadcast. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome throughout the show. Precious metals slapped hard at the NYMEX Open this morning. Big news there, off about $16. We'll talk about it. Crude oil down, U.S. dollar up. That's the way it goes every day. It's one or the other way. Nuclear power controversies rage. Thorium and viro wacko green weenies. We'll go into all of that and talk about that as well. State versus government. We'll continue our study of that. And we have time later in the broadcast. We'll go into comprehensive planning and zoning. The Planning Commission, of course, will take your calls throughout today. And much, much more. Let's go into our market report. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading off $16.40 an ounce, $1,527.90. You should go up on the kitco.com webpage and look at the charts for yourself. It's a waterfall-like event. We'll speak about that a little bit more in a moment. Silver off 77 cents at $36.80 a troy ounce. Platinum, likewise, down $12. At $1,827, and palladium off 7 at 807, basically just an etch-a-sketch, remove all the gains from yesterday and start the day out today about where we were yesterday. Anyway, the lows and the highs of the gold spot market this morning, $1,526 for a low, $1,545.70, and unfortunately that's about where we were at the opening bell of the NYMEX, but at $1,527.90, your gold was up $310.30. At $25.48, we'll find out where on earth it'll go today. London gold fix this morning. The boys in London set the price optimistically at $1,541, and then they ran into the New York buzzsaw. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged. They claim to be holding ostensibly 1,211.57 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued at approximately $60 billion. Big hands, deep pockets. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Friday, June the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Joined as we are now by all of our AM and FM affiliates out there across America. Let's continue along in our market report once again and review the gold prices this morning. Really strongly whacked as the crossed the pond and came in. The NYMEX opened right about 8 o'clock, and the it was like another one of these waterfall events. Now, that's a word that I learned, oh gosh, maybe well over a year ago from studying all of these various and sundry Bloomberg reports about a waterfall-like event that you see on the, you can see it either, it'll either go up or it can go down. This is part of that front-running, that trading that goes on. But even more importantly, this particular time, at the 8 o'clock bell, there was a very strong move for down and downward pressure, indicative of exchange-traded funds being in the marketplace. And, you know, just basically it plunged down considerably. And we find ourselves at 1,000 an hour ago. I haven't checked to see where it is right at the very moment. But 1,527.90 off $16.40. So it's basically, it's not quite a direct straight-line drop, but it's very nearly so over a relatively short period of time. So then, silver this morning off 77 cents at 36.80. Also, very strong, steep decline. Platinum losing most of what it got yesterday at off 12 bucks at 18.27. Palladium also off, losing most of what it got yesterday, $7 at $807 an ounce. The lows and the highs again give you an idea for the spread, $1,526 for a low, $1,545.70 for a high. And this is, you know, really a lot of the pressure that you're going to see coming out of J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, the other big banks that are in massive short positions on some of these. It's also the federal government, if you will, the Treasury, the Federal Reserve banking system. Everybody wants to keep this price of gold down. They don't want people to flood out of the door and go here. They want them to crowd back into the stock market, which is precisely what they did towards the end of the day yesterday, kind of in a miraculous uptick towards the close of the day. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 75 at 12,124. The NASDAQ closed up 9 at 2685, and the S&P 500 closed up 9 at 1289. The S&P in the news today, we may go there, maybe not, but it's up on Bloomberg if you want to read articles about the standard and also very poor 500 index. Crude oil this morning off $1.18, $1.18, strong move there, at $100.75 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, highly contested as they are right now as OPEC wrangles about whether they should deliver more, change the prices, and so on and so forth. We'll talk about that later as well. The U.S. dollar index up 14 basis points at 74.33, which, of course, impacts the foreign exchange rates. Yesterday, we were a sea of red ink. Not too much better today. Canadian loonie up 14 basis points. It's the only one of our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement indicators that we follow every morning. The only one that's up. The Canadian loonie up 14 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.02. The Mexican peso still at 9 cents a pop. It's off 38 basis points. But your multiplier there is 11.8150 pesos per dollar. The euro off 30 basis points at $1.45. The British pound off 45 basis points at $1.63. The Swiss franc off 17 basis points, just still down just a little bit below the $1.20 level. Now again at $1.19. The two-year bond this morning, the U.S. Treasuries that only the Federal Reserve are interested in buying. That's too bad. But they keep plunging this interest rate lower and lower. This morning, the yield on the two-year is 0.41%. The benchmark 10-year yield is at 2.97% and the 30 at 4.19%. The mortgage markets, of course, are impacted by any changing interest rates. They also continue this long slide now down. As they try and lure more people into the fixed-rate mortgages and the adjustable-rate mortgages, your 15-year fixed-rate mortgages moved down from 3.83% a month ago to 3.64% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.59 to 4.46. Your prime rate is locked in stone, set in concrete at 3.25%. And the gold-to-silver ratio this morning, for all those that follow it, it'll take you 41.52 ounces of silver to pick up 1 ounce of gold. Let's go right straight to the Kitco website and look at Jim Wyckoff's morning report here. COMEX gold, silver, selling off on profit-taking ahead of the weekend. Now, this is completely different than the earlier report that they had here where they were talking about things going up. Well, they've gone the other way, and it went rapidly. Bearish outside markets. He writes this: COMEX gold and silver future prices have extended early selling pressure and are trading near the daily lows in the morning dealings on Friday. Crude oil futures have also extended losses, while the U.S. dollar index is holding modest gains following Thursday's modest gains. So lots of modest gains going on around here. The precious metals are also seeing some profit-taking pressures ahead of the weekend following the recent price gains, and that's about all there is there. Let's go over here and take a look at the economic calendar for today. Not a whole lot happening today, of course. It's just the import and the export prices, and later at 2 o'clock, the Treasury budget will be out. But there were several reports that came out after the show started yesterday that we'll cover right now. Let's go to them. Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index yesterday, they had a minus 45.9 level. Here's their report. Consumer confidence rose last week for the third consecutive time as lower gasoline prices lifted Americans' outlooks on their finances. How do you feel this morning, consumers? You have lots of confidence? Did that minuscule boost or drop in the price of gasoline make your day? I don't know. Didn't do much for me. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort index climbed to a minus 45.9 in the period to June 5th, the best showing since the end of April. I guess all things considered, better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick, but from the prior week's minus 47.1, across income groups, sentiment improved the most amongst those making less than $50,000 a year. Yeah, these are your wage slaves. They're all out there, and of course they would feel a little bit better if the gasoline prices went down, oh, I don't know, maybe $2 a gallon. 3 or 4 cents isn't going to make much of a change. I guess that's just the difference between bologna and roast beef sandwiches. The comfort report gauge of personal finances rose to a minus 8.5 last week, the best reading in a month. Well, let's go on from there. Wholesale trade, inventory accumulation at the wholesale level, and we talked about that yesterday with Walmart moving into India, but inventory accumulation at the wholesale level slowed in April to a monthly plus of 0.8% from 4 straight prior gains 1 month ago. And we've talked about this in the past. You can see inventory accumulations on the wholesale level, you know, as they stack them up and stack them up in the big box stores. But the reality is you're going to need to have some buyers in there. And the rest of this report just serves as a second witness to my continuing drumbeat on this issue. The slowing is welcome given overall slowing in the economy, including sales at the wholesale level, where growth slowed to a far below monthly trend. Inventory accumulation at the factory level, again, you know, there's no benefit there. Well, I hear the music. We'll come back right after that, close this one out, and move to the next issue. Stay tuned.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet.
The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So closing out this brief discussion on wholesale trade for this morning, inventory accumulation at the factory level again, released last week in the factory orders, really didn't slow very much, just 1/10. And it continues and closes this way. Inventory accumulation is a major plus, but when underlying demand growth is strong, otherwise the accumulation is unwanted and risks imbalances that, if extended, point to job losses as companies right-size their operations. So the more productive the employees become and the more stuff they stack up in the warehouse, the more they work themselves out of a job if there are no buyers for the product. The EIA natural gas report, things that don't look too much different here. The natural gas in storage rose 80 billion cubic feet in the June 3rd week to 2,187 billion cubic feet. An injection of 75 billion cubic feet was expected. They got 80, so much for that injection. Let's go here to the next one. The import and the export prices. Not a lot to make from this article. Inflation pressure from imports is easing, reflecting the dip back from the April peak in oil prices. Import prices rose only 0.2%, which is not very much, in May, by far the smallest increase of the last 9 months. Prices for petroleum imports fell 0.4% for the first decrease also in 9 months. Pressure, though very modest, a lot of modesty in the economic calendar this morning, lots of modest things. Everyone's being very modest. They have their they have their apron on and their swords concealed. Disappear for finished good with import prices of consumer goods rising 0.3%, which extends a 7-month trend and import price of capital goods rising 0.2%. There's more. Commodity-based inflation pressures, whether price of oil-related imports or agricultural-related exports, may have already peaked, which is good news for policymakers who have to keep their eyes on inflation as they try to stimulate what? Trying to stimulate demand. That's what it's all about in this wonderful world of sustainable development. It's all about sustaining, propping up, shoring up, and otherwise extending demand for the environmental and developmental concerns products. Those are corporations, of course. Anyway, let's go into this just a little bit more. We're going to find out about foreclosures, stocks, Gingrich, crops, oil futures, travelers. Where shall we begin? Let's go over here and pick it up on the snowpack. Might as well start on something really stupid. Pick up the green weenies one more time. Snowpack in the Rockies declines from warmer temperatures, the U.S. says. The U.S., U.S. says. We don't know who the U.S. says is, but they seem to be quite the expert. Aaron Grossen's writing this one for Bloomberg yesterday afternoon. Snowpack in the Rocky Mountains has been decreasing for 5 years because of hotter temperatures. A study tracking 800 years of data indicated, suggesting water supplies in the western U.S. may be reduced. Of course, you'd have to question that 800 years data, but they're out talking to the trees. It's funny, though. You know, the tree huggers, they like to commune with the trees, but in order to talk to the trees, they have to cut the trees down. Reminds me of a story. You know, you can't count tree rings if the tree is standing up right. They can, though. They can. If you're smart, you could core the tree, all right? But they don't always do that. It reminds me of a story I heard years ago about one of these forest rangers. He was out in the ginkgo forest, I think it was, or something like that. And he was out, he was looking, my God, that's an old ginkgo tree or whatever it was. Some one of these critter trees. And he thought, that's got to be one of the oldest ones I've ever seen. I've never seen one quite that old. He went back to his truck, got a pickup truck or got a chainsaw out of the pickup, came back, and he cut this tree down. And sure enough, the tree was older than Christ himself, and the guy was, like, fired immediately from what he'd done. He cut down one of the oldest trees on the North American continent. But that's what we get, government employees with chainsaws. Never trust them. The U.S. Geological Survey in Montana used an, what was that, national forest? I don't know, it was like ginkgo or something like that, pinko or ninko or something. The U.S. Geological Survey in Montana used a network of 66 tree ring chronologies to determine that layers of snow formed in cold areas in the region decreased in the late 20th century more than any other period since 1200 AD, according to a study published today in the Journal of Science. Of course, you got to follow the money on that one. Snowpack in both the northern and southern sections of the Rockies are now declining at the same time, which may mean that higher temperatures and not shifting precipitation rates may be causing the change. The researchers said through the 1980s, levels rose and fell in each area. They're going to continue to do that for a long time, pal. Been doing it that way forever and ever. Runoff from the snow in the Rockies feeds the Colorado, the Columbia, and the Missouri rivers, the primary water source for more than 70 million people, the study said. That melting snow accounts for 60 to 80% of the water supply in those areas. The National Ski Areas Association said last month that snowfall at resorts during the 2010-2011 season was up 27% from last season, however. Snowfall was the highest recorded in 20 years, with some resorts staying open beyond normal closing dates. Aspen Mountain, a ski resort owned by Aspen Skiing Company in Colorado, reopened last weekend and plans to remain open for initial weeks as conditions allow. I would imagine Al Gore will probably go up for a little bit of spring skiing. After all, global warming, you know. Anyway, here's another one along the same enviro-wacko lines. Shell, U.S. deepwater oil drilling disputed by the NRDC and environmental groups. This one by Katarzyna Kleminska, writing for Bloomberg. U.S. approval of a Royal Dutch Shell PLC oil exploration plans for the deep waters of the Gulf of Mexico is illegal and should be withdrawn, environmental groups led by the Natural Resources Defense Council said in petitions. Now, you know, we've been all around this with the Macondo Gently Weeps project. I wouldn't approve this plan unless they've got some way of taking care of whatever they're doing down below. But if they can show us that they've come to the job site with the right job box and they've got all their tools in it, we need the oil. The NRDC in Oakland, California-based Earth Justice, in filings today in the U.S. Court of Appeals in Atlanta, said the May 10th action by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement violates environmental laws. Earth Justice's petition includes the Gulf Restoration Network, the Florida World Wildlife Federation, Sierra Club Incorporated, the New York-based NRDC, was joined by the Defenders of Wildlife and the Center for Biological Diversity. God almighty. The Rockefellers had to lay out a lot of money to create all those clubs to present the opposition front to the monopoly in the oil business. Anyway, gives you an idea of this pluralistic world that we live in. But boy, these people really do have their shorts in a bunch this morning. Shell was first to win approval for its deep water drilling plans after passing U.S. environmental review adopted following the BP PLC oil spill. I keep calling it an oil spill. It'll probably go into the school textbooks on that line. Triggered by an explosion aboard the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig. And then anyway, it continues. But they claim that it's unsafe to resume drilling in the Gulf, given what we've learned from the Deepwater Horizon incident. Well, anyway, did we learn anything from it or not? But as long as we're down in Florida, let's go here. Florida Ponzi schemer Rothstein Associates. Wouldn't imagine he's an Irish Catholic. We'll be right back and talk about Rothstein. What a Ponzi schemer.
are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Where can you find a super-strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super-strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444, 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, we are back again, trying to quickly get a chat into the chat rooms. Anyway, back to this discussion, Florida Ponzi schemer Rothstein's Associates. Folks, if you want to find our chat room, it's at becomevocallocal.com. Lots of good chats going on in there right now. You might want to pop in if you have a moment and join in the discussion. Drop links and news articles and share comments with the other chatters. Always a good crowd in the chat room. Again, four South Florida men who pleaded not guilty to aiding Scott Rothstein in a $1.2 billion investment scheme involving fake court settlements are set to change their pleas, according to court filings. I'm telling you, these guys got to watch out. If they were Pinocchio, they would have to hire a woodcutter and request that Geppetto send out a body of them. You just lop the cordwood off the end of their proboscises for all the lies they tell. Anyway, Howard Kuznick, imagine he's an Irish Catholic either, an attorney at Rothstein's Fort Lauderdale law firm, Curtis Rennie and William Corte, information technology employees of the firm, Stephen Caputi, he's Caput now, an associate of Rothstein's, are scheduled for a change of plea hearing in federal court in Florida starting next week. According to case dockets, each was charged in May with a single count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Well, that's how it goes. Rothstein pleaded guilty to five counts of racketeering, money laundering, and wire fraud. See, that was his problem. He pleaded guilty. Anyway, the five counts of racketeering, money laundering, and wire fraud in January 2010, admitting he'd sold investors' interests in fake lawsuit settlements, and he was sentenced to 50 years in prison. Warm up the other bunk, baby. We need to send Jamie Dimon and Lloyd Blankfein in to keep Rothstein company here. Alicia Vail, a spokeswoman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami, declined to comment, as did Hi Shapiro, Caputi's attorney, and Joshua Rydell, Kuznick's attorney, Elvin Enten, who represents Corte, and Albert Levine, an attorney for Rennie, didn't immediately return calls anyway. A bunch of Ponzi schemers going to go to the big house for a long vacation. Anyway, we need to fill that house up with these Ponzi schemers and bankers and set all the marijuana users free. Nuclear industry will conduct post-Fukushima U.S. safety review. Now, this is still on the browser. It's going to be there for a while, too. Simon Lomax, writing for Bloomberg, three U.S. power industry groups will set up a panel to run their own nuclear safety review as federal regulators probe Japan's reactor crisis. A lot of probing going on here. The Nuclear Energy Institute, the Electric Power Research Institute, and the Institute of Nuclear Power Operations. Now, this is one of the reasons why I like to go to these articles on Bloomberg, because they give you the names of all these things that you'd never be able to think of to browse up, you know. You've got to know what to type into your search engine in order to find anything meaningful. Well, here's three more names we can add to our list. The Fukushima Response Steering Committee will, quote, learn the lessons. Oh, yeah, that's sustainable development for you. Lessons learned from Japan and apply them at our plants. Tony Pietrangelo, the Energy Institute Senior Vice President and Chief Nuclear Officer, said at a news conference, well, we must continually evolve. Still stuck on that Darwinian stuff. We must continually evolve and improve standards of practice and adapt to events and new information. U.S. reactors are getting closer scrutiny from regulators after a magnitude. Wait, don't you go all through that again. Without electricity to run cooling systems, some of the fuel rods overheated and melted, causing fires, explosions, and radiation leaks. Fear. And I just all bend our heads over our tables this morning and raise a big prayer to doubt, fear, and worry. Doubt, fear, and worry. Yeah, that's what the gov runs on these days, the state, right? The U.S. nuclear industry believes its plants are safe, and the panel will triple-check existing U.S. standards, so on and so forth. And then they talk about needing a strong and credible regulator. We're going to come back to the nuclear discussion in a moment. Before we do, let's go over here. Travelers, we talked about Travelers before. Travelers, it's an insurance company. Travelers companies, this article off Bloomberg by Noah Buhayar. 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 Wow. Is this Noah? Well, we kind of got his IDs worked out, don't we? Travelers cut buybacks as U.S. storms cost insurers $1 billion in claims. And we talked about these cat bonds before. Catastrophe bonds, you bet on the catastrophe. Will it happen? Won't it happen? Roll the dice, spin the wheel, see where your pocketbook lands. Well, anyway, Travelers Companies, the insurer added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average in 2009, is scaling back share repurchases after catastrophes cost the company as much as $1.05 billion in April and May. Now, you think about all of the people out there that take out tornado insurance and flood insurance and storm insurance. And they're paying back a pittance, no doubt. The insurer expects share buybacks to be less than $250 million in the second quarter. New York-based Travelers said in a statement today, that compares with $1.4 billion in the same period last year. Catastrophes cost the firm between $1 billion and $1.5 billion in April and May. Now, if you were to go back, somehow or another, we're able to go back and look at all of the money that has been spent by the Department of Homeland Security, the DHS, all of these various fusion centers and all of the taxpayers out there rolling out the money to build these 911 bunkers, you'd find that these catastrophes cost nothing but a drop in the bucket, all right? But we're being led by this FEMA multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation process and Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, the promotion of a culture of safety. And so we're going to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars trying to indemnify ourselves against whatever the creator of the universe can throw at us. It's a Ponzi scheme, folks, of far greater proportion than Rothstein's. Let's continue. Oil futures rise to one-week high as OPEC fails to agree on output quotas. You think that there's a problem at the gas pump? Well, let's go to the source here. Let's go to the well and shake the handle. Mark Schenck, writing this one for Bloomberg, crude oil increased to a one-week high after OPEC's failure to reach an accord on output targets for the first time in at least 20 years. Now, I don't know. I think if I remember right, somewhere in right around Katrina, we had the same sort of a failure to reach an accord, and that jacked the fuel prices up again. Anyway, they'll just drag this headline out whenever they want it. Futures gained 1.2% following what the Saudi oil minister Ali Al-Naimi said, quote, was one of the worst meetings we've ever had. Ah, dang, I'd have added more falafel sandwiches, baba ganoush, maybe a little bit more olive oil, and things would have gone better. Ministers from the 12 Nation Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries were unable to come to an accord in 5 hours of talks. They spent 5 hours talking about it, and we've been just hemorrhaging money to try and pay for these gasoline and diesel prices. But they got together, and they had an unhappy 5 hours. Really, somebody should have brought donuts. Anyway, OPEC's failure to come to an agreement is still hanging over the market, said Tom Bentz, a broker with BNP Paribas Commodity Futures Inc. in New York. Quote, there was a short pullback upon release of the job numbers, but that was quickly overshadowed by the falling trade deficit. Well, don't anticipate cheap gasoline anytime in our near future. Let's go over here. The mayhem continues. Got to have all the new newsy news here. Crop weather mayhem delays U.S. corn rice planting as prices extend gains. I sure hope you took advantage of my recommendation months ago. Picked up a few more 20-pound bags of southern brown rices. Beautiful, wonderful, organic, basmati, one of my favorite rices. But I don't know. Might be very difficult to get them now. When the overflowing Mississippi River breached Arkansas's levees, that's where the Southern Brown Rice Company is in Arkansas. They have wonderful rice that they've been growing there. When the overflowing Mississippi River breached Arkansas's levees and flooded Michael Ochsner's farm in May, the waters didn't just wipe out his hopes of planting 1,400 acres of rice. It destroyed last year's crop, too. Water inundated the bins that held the rice he'd harvested in 2010. You see, you can't just, you know, throw all of your gold, your bullion, your rifles, and your bacon, your beans in the back of the pickup and get out of Dodge quickly. If you live along these rivers and they open up the dikes and levees and flood your land, you lose it all. And that's what's happening here. Sad story. Water inundated the bins that held the rice he'd harvested in 2010, ruining 25,000 bushels. On the other side of the pond, he's already got his calculator out, and he's figuring out how much he's lost this morning, ruining 25,000 bushels and leaving a fermented smell that turned his remaining grain into pet food. Ochsner lost $375,000 in 2010 rice alone. His rice land, along with 300 acres planted with corn, won't be usable this season. So, I don't know, folks. Tighten up your belts. Things are not looking too good as we go forward. But this is good news. Gingrich's, well, we'll have to come back to old Newt right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So there's a rather interesting backstory to this particular story, and it doesn't appear in the article, but let's go into it a little bit. You know, everybody knows or remembers the old Newt Gingrich, you know, big old Newt. Newt can't stay at home, Newt Gingrich. Anyway, Lisa Lerner and John McCormick writing this one for Bloomberg. The struggling start to Republican Newt Gingrich's presidential campaign worsened yesterday with the departures of his national co-chairman, his campaign manager, longtime spokesman, and aides in states that vote early in the nomination rate. Now, I can't take this one to the bank because I'm not absolutely certain. But memory tells me that old good old Mike Huckleberry, the hound dog, Mike Huckleberry, out of Arkansas, his campaign manager dumped out of the Huckleberry camp to go to work for Gingrich. And now the whole management campaign for Gingrich is dumping out again. Does it mean that there might be an opportunity here for Huckleberry Hound to be coming back into the presidential race? Just food for thought. We'll see what happens next week in the new newsy news. The mass resignations were sparked by discord within the campaign over strategy, the role of the candidate's wife, and money problems. Let's see. That would be Ms. Lagarde going for the head of the International Monetary Fund, and Hillary Rodham Clinton saying that she's interested in giving up the Secretary of State's position to take Wolfie's position over at the World Bank. That would put two very unusual women in charge of the global monetary system. God almighty, I want a cave. I'm hiding out. Anyway, I think he'd make a great president, said Rick Tyler, the campaign spokesman who's worked for Gingrich for more than a decade and was one of those who resigned. So far, he has not made a very good candidate, close quote. Tyler and others who resigned included national campaign manager Rob Johnson. Now, these would be some names you'd want to connect with Huckleberry Hound. Craig Schoenfeld, Gingrich's executive director in Iowa, and Katen Dawson, the former state Republican chairman in South Carolina, said David Carney, a top New Hampshire-based strategist for the campaign, also quit. Anyway, the professional team came to the realization that the direction of the campaign they sought and Newt's vision for the campaign were incompatible. Anyway, he was off sailing around in Greece on a yacht and spent $500,000 in jewelry at Tiffany's, and it really ticked people off, especially when they were wondering where he got the money from. Anywho, might have dipped into the treasury war chest, as they say. The U.S. stock futures retreat. S&P heads for a sixth straight weekly drop. Don't need to say too much about this. U.S. stock futures dropped. The benchmark Standard and Poor 500 index headed for a sixth straight weekly loss, its longest run of decline since July of 2008. So perhaps watch as these record highs in the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ all start to decline. Anyway, that's enough out of that. Let's go to the next one. Foreclosures accord is closer. Should include a monitor, Iowa's Miller say, so the bankers are still not out of the woods yet. However, there are pleas being made between these attorneys general, the various states' attorneys general. All right? The bank's too big to fail, and bankers too big to prosecute? Well, we're starting to see some of that shaping up. The state's attorney generals began an investigation in October as a response. This is off Bloomberg, Margaret Cronin Fisk and David McLaughlin writing. The state attorneys general began an investigation in October as a response to revelations of faulty foreclosure practices by mortgage services. The states and the U.S. Justice Department have been negotiating an accord. Now, here it's the lowercase s states, but it should be government and government, all right? We found that out when we studied states and government. We're going to go back to that in the second hour. But again, the states should be government, and the U.S. or the officials and the U.S. Justice Department have been negotiating an accord with the five largest servicers, including Bank of America, they're at the top, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo, all right? A settlement with the bank should include a monitor to ensure they comply with all the terms of any agreement, a monitor. A monitor would have substantial authority to enforce the settlement terms, and we'd have to say that the monitor would also have a substantial authority to turn a blind eye. Anyway, one of the great challenges is enforcement. I don't know. I think hemp rope is still available in Canada. Maybe we could buy a few hands of hemp. Anyway, we have to make sure that they do what they promised, and that's going to be very difficult. Boy, that's an understatement. I've been around these Jew bankers. Oh, I'm sorry. I said that. I was just borrowing a line from someone else on the network who I have respect for. The state attorneys generals are seeking considerably more than the $5 billion proposed by the banks as a settlement figure, he said. Payments by the bank should go towards mortgage principal reductions and compensating homeowners for wrongful foreclosures, said Miller. They're not even seeing the picture. They're lost in the forest. It's unbelievable. All right? Compensating homeowners for wrongful foreclosures? My God, take a look at the marketplace. This hasn't just harmed people that were in debt on a house. It's destroyed the entire marketplace globally. For God's sakes, this is not even the issue. This isn't even the argument. I don't know why they're stuck on stupid, but they seem to be. In March, state and federal officials submitted their proposal settlement. I mean, there shouldn't be a penny left. They should just go right straight through it. Take old Goldman Sachs right to the ground. J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, the whole bunch of them. All right, all the black nobility of Europe, their whole family of bankers, and all the bankers that are invested in the Federal Reserve banking system, going to the poorhouse. Sorry. Sell the buildings, lease them out. Strip them clean to the fifth generation. Anyway, getting closer. We're getting closer to a resolution, Miller said. Now, enough of that. Let's go over here. Kind of found this one rather interesting. Welcome to the Nuclear Energy Insider. This sent to us by one of our listeners last night, Nuclear Energy Insider. I've been hearing a lot about this. Michael Rivero, you know, he reported on it early on. And I listened to some of his broadcasts, and he made good sense with this issue. But anyway, thorium, the miracle cure for a new nuclear backbone. So we're only trying the one way. Maybe we need to rethink the process. Don't turn our backs and piss on the top of nuclear energy. but maybe we need to figure out a better nuclear process. And this seems to be an insight. Thorium, the miracle cure for a new nuclear backbone. I'm not a specialist. I can't tell you if this is right, but I'll just throw it out. You can run a civilization on thorium for hundreds of thousands of years, and it is essentially free, says Kirk Sorensen, former NASA engineer and one of today's forward-looking nuclear technologists. This week, we look at the progress that has been made in developing thorium-based nuclear reactors, global stores, and has been made in developing thorium-based nuclear, and why China and India believe this miracle metal could be the next best thing. Heba Hashem, Middle East correspondent, writing this. Thorium versus uranium. All right, here's the discussion. A ton of thorium, the slow-decaying, slightly radioactive metal, produces as much energy as 200 tons of uranium, or 3,500,000 tons of coal. Besides being much cheaper, thorium is three times more abundant than uranium, so much that miners treat it as a nuisance, being a radioactive byproduct when they dig up the rare earth metals. Of course, rare earth metals seem to be in the news these days, seem to be digging up rare earth metals. Are they stacking up more thorium and considering it as a byproduct? I got to say it, folks. Stuck on stupid, some people will just destroy everything to protect their bottom line. Unlike uranium, thorium is a low-carbon metal, and although not fissionable, it can be used as a nuclear fuel through breeding to fissile uranium-233, U-233. Thorium decays its own hazardous waste and can expel the plutonium left by the uranium reactors. Also, thorium cannot melt down and does not produce reliable fuel for bombs. Both uranium and thorium, well, there's the reason why they're against it. They need to have that reliable fuel for bombs. These money junkies love bombs, right? Both uranium and thorium are mined as ore and then detached from the rock. But thorium is four times more prevalent in the Earth's crust than uranium. Thorium has the potential to be the backbone of our energy future, and we need to move quickly towards it, says Kirk Sorensen, a former NASA rocket engineer and now chief nuclear technologist at the Teledyne Brown Engineering. He's the guy that we need to look into a little bit, Kirk Sorensen. He might have more to tell us. I'll tell you a little bit more about this on the other side, then we'll go into our study for today. Stay tuned. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. First hour of today's broadcast covered a variety of little unusual news articles. Anyway, into another one now sent and contributed by one of our listeners, Industry Insight. This is the Nuclear Energy Insider talking about thorium. Thorium as the miracle cure for a new nuclear backbone. This is rather old news. February the 17th, let's see, February, April, May. Before the Fukushima meltdown. Wow. Maybe they should have taken this guy's advice while they still had time. But anyway, back to the article. Unlike uranium, thorium is a low-carbon metal. Both uranium and thorium are mined as ores and then detached from the rock. But thorium is four times more prevalent in the Earth's crust than uranium. It has the potential to be the backbone of our energy future, and we need to move quickly towards it, said Kirk Sorensen. Well, if they'd listened to his advice, we could have maybe shut down the reactors in Fukushima Daiichi and gone into thorium. Maybe we should make up a plan, just kind of set it as a model, that instead of dinking around with these uranium reactors, that as each one of them comes to nearing the end of their useful life, we just either retrofit them or change them over to run on thorium. Huh? What do you think? Thorium has the potential to be the backbone of our energy future, the author writes here. Typical nuclear power stations use uranium as their fuel source, but thorium reactors can offer greater safety, vastly reduced waste, and much higher fuel efficiency. While only 0.7% of uranium's energy is extractable, energy from thorium is 100% extractable. Once you start looking at it more closely, it says it blows your mind away. You can run a civilization on thorium for hundreds of thousands of years, and it's essentially free. You don't have to deal with the uranium cartels in Namibia and other places, said Sorensen. What if thorium was used to power nuclear reactors, question mark? To replace coal, we must consider material inputs. And for the renewables, they are high. Approximately five times the steel and concrete required per megawatt generated. Thorium energy can be used to replace petroleum fuels, desalinate water, and provide heating. Although not fissile itself, Th-232 will absorb slow neutrons to produce the fissile and long-lived 233. Now, I don't know what you're going to do with this 233 when you make it. Maybe that's part of the problem, but we'll find out more about it. According to the World Nuclear Association, their radiated fuel can be unloaded from the reactor, the U-233 separated from the thorium, and then fed back into another reactor as part of a closed fuel cycle. Alternately, the U-233 can be bred from thorium in a blanket, the U-233 separated and then fed into the core. When it comes to the process of converting thorium to energy, the liquid fluoride thorium reactor, is that a way that we could also get rid of our fluoride? I don't know. Would prove ideal. And this is because the liquid fluoride thorium reactor uses liquid fluoride fuel. You mean we could take it out of our toothpaste? Wow, that would be novel. We could quit spraying it over the people? Out of those persistent contrails Right. This is because the LFTR liquid fluoride thorium reactor, that's another study to do, uses liquid fluoride fuel to carry the uranium and the thorium in a two-fluid arrangement designed to follow your thorium's natural conversion to proactinum, uranium, and then to energy. Well, it's getting too difficult for me. We'll come back in a moment and continue. Stay tuned.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, let's go right back into it again. I had a caller on the line there for a moment, dropped off, so we'll just continue along with the broadcast. Back to this article just for another moment or two. But this radical improvement in efficiency means that the world energy needs would be supplied with about 6,000 tons of thorium. What are we talking about here? This is an article off of the Nuclear Energy Insider all about thorium as being perhaps a miracle, cure, for backbone for our nuclear process, all right? Going away, transitioning away from uranium into thorium. Again, the radical improvement in efficiency means that the world's energy needs would be supplied with about 6,000 tons of thorium, considered by many as a nasty byproduct, piled up in piles when they're trying to mine out the rare earth minerals. Anyway, rather than the 65,000 tons of uranium, 5 billion tons of coal, 32 billion barrels of oil, and 3 trillion cubic meters of gas that we use today, explains Soros, and seems like he's got some numbers. that are rather compelling. While there are development and construction costs, not yet estimated, hypothetically speaking, the underlying costs could be significantly less than current ones, as the low-pressure operation and compact size would result in much cheaper construction costs. Moreover, small, modular thorium reactors could be built as drop-in replacements for coal plants, minimizing the cost of transition. I said, we just got to listen to science and use it wisely. I've always been an advocate of wise use, not no use. We need to find out the things that our Creator has placed here that we can use, and then use them wisely and get all the monkey pimps out of the way. I'm tired of it, aren't you? This is an article sent in by, it's actually a link sent in by Vicki Davis, and she's really been big on this China investment process going on up in Idaho. Good old Butchie Otter. I called him the Beaver yesterday, but why not? Butch Beaver or Butch Otter, you figure it out. About the same thing. Tracking Chinese direct investments in the U.S. She sent along a interactive map from the Rhodium Group that shows the various places, all the states, all the industries from 2003 to the first quarter of 2011 that have been involved in greenfield and acquisitions and any ownership by foreign investors, Chinese, in the U.S., all right? And almost all the states, let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, maybe at the outside, that don't have Chinese foreign direct investment, and we're talking about a lot, $12.5 billion, 246 deals already down. Texas is out there with 22 of them. California's got 59 deals out there rolling. Missouri's got 5. Oklahoma's got 1. Florida's got 4. South Carolina, 3. And Georgia's got 13. So anyway, all across America, the Chi-Coms, New York's up to 24. Minnesota's got 13. There ain't nobody spared here, folks. Anyway, so we need to pay attention to this as the days and weeks go forward. Now, we've been talking about in the past here, a couple of days, states and states versus government, and getting to understand that the people are the state, even though that's not what you find in the news baskets. That's not what we hear on a regular basis. No, we're of the state. And then governments instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? So we have governments. But unfortunately, there was a creep that crept in, unawares. We've got really intelligent people in the chat room this morning. One of them I want to get in touch with, Diva, devastating for you, has always got some really interesting information to put in regards to the history and law of this land of ours, all right? I'd like to pick his brain just a little bit and see if he's got some case law that we could bring to the discussion. But we started this talk about the difference between a state and a government. Yesterday we went through the Black's Law Dictionary and the Cassell's Latin Dictionary and some other places to get a better understanding from a legal standpoint, from the law standpoint, of what is meant by these two terms in law. And of course, whenever we turn to the encyclopedias and the dictionaries and the articles, these are all considered, and we learned this from Deborah Bouchot in her legal research and writing book for paralegals. We learned all of this when we went through that book somewhat and found out these are all secondary sources in law. You need to have the case law to really figure out what the primary source is. That stuff that the justices, the judges, the opinions that they've advanced and set in stone as precedent. But we find when we study legal positivism that there ain't nothing permanent about nothing anyway, Dorothy. That's because in positivism, everything is relative and there are no absolutes. So we go back into this study of the state, from the Encyclopedia Americana. This is the 1951 edition. Of course, we've ID'd from the bibliography and the content of the article. This article likely published no later than about the early 1930s. So it gives us a window of opportunity to look into it before the creation of the United Nations, before the creation of before we went into the Second World War. This time period when this article was written, the World War was just the First World War. All right, where they were still living, the Germans were still living under the Versailles Treaty. You know, trying to live up to that bar, impossibly high. And everybody was going towards this new time period, you know, Israel was still a wet dream in the mind of the Zionists. You know, the Rothschilds were still dreaming about it. Anyway, things were moving and things were happening in that area of the Near East. Here we go. Let's continue. Sovereignty is an attribute of a political body that has to be demonstrated as a matter of fact. Now, what did we learn yesterday? A matter of fact. That's de facto in a way, isn't it? As a matter of fact. A de facto government is a government that is a matter of fact and not as a matter of law. In other words, there is no proper distinction between between words. Excuse me. Therefore, let me say that again. In other words, there is no proper distinction between de facto and de jure states. These terms being applicable only to governments. You can't talk about de facto and de jure states at this time and in this article, according to this author. All right? That only applies to governments. Why? Well, because the way they've got the article styled, you don't have de facto and de jure people. You have to go off and get into the la-la of legal land to get into that de facto de jure stuff. All right? Sovereignty. Sovereignty is an attribute of a political body. That's us. That has to be demonstrated as a matter of fact and not as a matter of law. In other words, there is no proper distinction between de facto and de jure states, these terms being applicable only to governments. So let's use it right. And then it says, see government. Well, we're not going to go there this morning. If a given community of human beings, we could say humans and other animals, of course, you can remember from our studies of political science, right out of the textbook, I think that was like about a 1970s political science college-level textbook. They said that a human being is a politically socialized animal. In other words, until and unless we have become politically socialized, we, I suppose, in the eyes of many, remain as just pure, dumb animals suitable for experimentation, penalties, taxations, and exactions of every kind, right? Just animals. Humans and other animals. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, in our article here, we're seeing the use of the term human beings. You know, we've been using the term human beings for quite a long time, human beings. But it's like humming bees, if you want to look at it. You know, you think of yourself as being one of the lords of the manor or one of the high priests of all things metaphysical. During the feudal period, you're up in your little ivory tower there, up on your castle or just out on the land, and you hear the noise of all the serfs. And they do, I guess, imagine. You're in Greece or Rome or someplace, you look down and you listen, and it's like humming bees, okay, human beings. Anyway, you can go and visit with Mandeville and read his story about the bees, Mandeville's bees. But if a given community of human beings, yielding a general obedience to an established government, asserts and fairly demonstrates that it is able to maintain a freedom from the control of any other political power, it becomes by that very fact a state. It's all about people. All about people. Okay? And none other. That's what the state is. It's all about people. And is entitled to recognition by other states as such. People. It is, however, the actual fact of independence from foreign control and the maintenance of domestic order that demonstrates the existence of the sovereignty of the state in question, and not its recognition as a state by the other powers. And so unless we, the people, were able to maintain that recognition and the demonstration of the existence of our freedom or independence from foreign control and maintenance of domestic order from England, we would not be recognized by others as a sovereign state. Thus, for example, the American colonies ceased to be dependencies and became states not by reason of their recognition as such by England and European nations, but because of their actual ability to maintain that freedom from Great Britain's control, which they formally asserted in 1776. It's not enough to say a thing. You must do the thing. If you rightly believe that you are free and you demonstrate that freedom, you are free. If you claim you are free and then you dial in to all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and act it out in your life, then you are a communist in a communistly controlled nation, I guess, or quote-unquote state. The sovereignty of a state thus bears a double aspect. Considered, again, this is the sovereignty of the people because the state is the people. It is reality. It's not an appearance of reality. It's not the overlay. Considered internally, that is, from the viewpoint of municipal law, it appears as legal omnipotence. Looked at from the viewpoint of its relations to other states, it appears simply as independence. Can you imagine such a thing? You know why this set of encyclopedias found its way to a dumpster, right? How dare you write and publish these kinds of words in communist America, right? Looked at from the viewpoint of its relationship to other states, it appears simply as independence. In the one case, it means the affirmative legal power of enforcing its will upon all those subject to its authority. And that's important, that subject to authority. Has a lot to do with taking a pledge of allegiance, a vow of allegiance to the rest of the people in the state, and agreeing to come together under some form of liberty established by law in your government. Governments being established or instituted among men to secure the blessings of the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In one case, it means the affirmative legal power of enforcing its will upon all those subject to its authority. In the other case, it signifies simply freedom from foreign control. From the domestic standpoint, it signifies supremacy. From the international standpoint, it means equality. Pregnant words being written here by this encyclopedist. The state, though itself the source of all law, that's the people, can only operate through law. It's the idea that my rights end where the rights of another man's begin. We all come together, sit down, dialogue one with another. It's not democracy, it's a deliberative assembly. And then we vote on what law we will have and what law we will not have. And the Constitution and its attenuant Bill of Rights establishes the thou shalt nots. And then it is through law that we find the things thou shall, thou may, and they may not do. If I understand it right, and I certainly am not the last word on any of this, by no means. The state, again, though itself, the source of all law, can only operate through law. That is to say, an expression of its sovereign will can validly proceed only from those legislative mouthpieces that, by already existing law, have been granted the right to voice its commands. And these commands may be legally enforced only according to laws already established. These are pregnant sentences being penned here. Mouthpieces. Maybe your system of representative government mouthpieces. All of these various officials. Because of its legal omnipotence, the state may at any time alter these rules. And you find that right in the Declaration again. Well, the evils are sufferable mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Declaration of Independence. So continuing along here again. That is to say, an expression of its sovereign will can validly proceed only from those legislative mouthpieces that by already existing law have been granted the right to voice its commands. And these commands may be legally enforced only according to laws already established. Because of its legal omnipotence, the state may at any time alter these rules, throwing them off, according to the methods provided for the amendment or the repeal of laws. But as they exist at any time, the laws control. Any action not sanctioned by their provisions, however, cannot, strictly speaking, be termed an action of the state. And again, we come back to this great struggle, the all-out war raging between the legal positivists and the natural law people. When the legal positivists, originally classical legal positivism, whatever the prince says has the force and effect of law, whatever the usurper says goes. However, we found by studying Justinian and Didus and other writings early on, back in the time of Rome and earlier Greeks, that even though a prince, Machiavelli, study that one carefully, even though a prince may utter an edict, unless the people voluntarily comply with that edict, then his edict will not, and cannot be enforced. And the maxim in all of that is that a law that cannot be enforced will not be enforced, and a law that will not be enforced is no law at all. It's just a bunch of words, a bunch of claptrap. Itself, the creator of all law, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. See where all this stuff comes together? Itself, the creator of all law, the state, is not itself a product of the law. Constitutions create governments, not states. The state arrived here on sailboats, sailing vessels, and then Michael rowed himself ashore. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, kind of as a takeoff from an article or a broadcast I was listening to yesterday, 10K Puddles also was listening to that one, and he tracked down a link for us to an interesting book. And 10K Puddles is in the chat room most days, and if you ask him nicely and kindly, he may include you in his links email that he posts at the end of each broadcast. He drops links in throughout the broadcast relevant to the news articles that we've discussed here on the broadcast and all the research that we do. And I encourage any and all of the listeners to do that. If you're out there in the listening audience and you're not in the chat room throughout the day and things come into your mind that you'd say, boy, you know, if there was time here and Will would ever slow down and open the phones up. Well, they're open all the time, you know, at 866-841-1065. But, you know, if there's something that pops into your mind and you want to get it to me, just put it in an email. Send it to me at bvlhost@centurytel.net. 10K Puddles opens up an email window, create mail window at the beginning of the broadcast. Then as things pop into his mind and come out, then he adds them all together and then sends them out to those that are interested at the end of the broadcast. And so you might do that. Now here's a clue. Go to Google Books, okay, Google Books, and search for Simon Crosby, the emigrant. Simon Crosby, the emigrant. His English ancestry and some of his American. All right, this is by an Eleanor Francis Davis Crosby. All right, and here on page 48 of Simon Crosby, the emigrant, we find this written, and it's about this fellow, Simon Crosby. Simon Crosby was admitted a freeman, a free man, on the 3rd of March of 1635, at the same time with Reverend Thomas Shepherd, Records of Massachusetts Colony, Volume 1, page 153. There are some people out there that go really deep into genealogy, and this author obviously did, looking up their own ancestry. There are so many who seemingly do not understand the nature of a freeman's oath, a freeman's oath, a freeman. Although, and that's not a contraction, it's just one word, freeman, a freeman's oath. Although our early colonial records make constant reference to it. And it was absolutely necessary that male individuals who emigrated to the New England shores should subscribe to it before he could become a member of the church or the body politic. He couldn't join himself under the state. Right? That I insert a copy of it here, under the first charter of the Massachusetts colony, none were regarded as free men, one word, freemen, free men plural, or members of the body politic, except such as were admitted by the general court and took the oath of allegiance to the government then established. See, people are there already, they're the state, and then they create the government, they establish the government. Government's instituted among men to secure the blessings of blah, blah, blah. And they can define it any way they want to. This custom continued in existence until, by the second charter, the colony was transferred into a province. Now, here you go. Listen carefully. You know, you've never made these words. You've never uttered these words. You were never asked to in school. You know, we all did, you know, the swear and pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Well, come on. Now, listen. Being by the capital A Almighty's, wow, atheists? I don't think they were. Being by the Almighty's most wise disposition, become a member of this body, consisting of the governor, the deputy governor, assistants, and commonalty of Massachusetts in New England, do freely and sincerely acknowledge that I am justly and lawfully subject to the government of the same, and do accordingly submit my person and my estate, that's your state, remember we learned that from the dictionary, my person and state or status to be protected, ordered, and governed by the laws and constitution thereof, and do faithfully promise to be from time to time obedient and conformable thereunto, and to the authority of the said governor, deputy governor, and assistants, and to all such laws, orders, sentences, and decrees as shall be lawfully made and published by them and their successors. And I will always endeavor, as in duty I am bound, to advance the peace and welfare of this body or commonwealth to my utmost skill and ability. And I will, to the best of my power and means, seek to divert or prevent whatever may tend to ruin or damage thereof, or any of the said governor, deputy governor, or assistants, or any of them, or their successors, and will give speedy notice to them, or some of them, of any sedition, or violence, treachery, or other hurt or evil, which I shall know, or hear, or violently suspect, to be plotted or intended against the said commonwealth, or the said government established. And I will not at any time suffer or give consent to any counsel or attempt that shall be offered, given, or attempted for the impeachment of said government, or make any changes or alteration of the same, contrary to the laws or ordinances thereof. But I shall do my utmost endeavor to discover, oppose, and hinder all and every such counsel and attempt, so help me God. Now there's a well-ordered society. These are people who came together ostensibly of their own free will. We do know about bond servants, bond slaves. We do know about chattel slavery. But for those taking this oath, coming together, perhaps voluntarily, desiring to enter into a trust, entering into a compact made between the people and the government they created, they pledge to protect and defend that government and pledge it to God, their God at the time. Okay? So this is a little bit different take on this discussion, I think. Let's continue. Again, itself, the creator of all law, the state is not itself a product of law. Constitutions create governments, not states. They are the creations of states already existent. And, of course, Massachusetts was a colony. It was a corporation set up by the crown and all that rah-rah. But it gives you an idea what was going down there and how seriously they took it. They are the creations of states already existent. The creative force in the birth of states is that feeling of unity interests, not the spirit of division, but the unity of interest and desires that leads a society of human beings to assume a corporate form, be your all caps entities, the legal fictions, and create the political organs necessary for the attainment of all those interests that are connected with or arise out of their existence as a national unit. As we've stated in the past, liberty, metaphorically, could be considered just freedom, wearing a dog collar and a leash. And we all agree to put on the same dog collar and have a leash, and depending on our conditions in life and our attitudes and our actions, all that which rushes out of our mouths and the fruit thereof, because we want to live with others and in proximity and gain the benefits and the joy of that, creating and procreating and recreating and all the good stuff that goes along with living one another together, as opposed to one man on the top of the mountain. You notice those one man on the top of the mountain meditators oftentimes are naked and depend on others for their food. I wouldn't follow that model too long. Anyway, when we come together like that and join one another, then we defend the outer borders of that. So there's been much lost in the translation these past 150 or so years, anywhere about ever since Abraham Lincoln's War of Northern Aggression and Reconstruction. But continuing, so this being so, it follows that sovereignty cannot arise out of any formal, legal, or conventional act. Okay? We don't derive these rights from government. We derive these rights from the Creator. And in this condition, we found that a man can create a state. A man, wherever he goes, is a state waiting to be created, really. And when people join together, whether it's Smithville, Smithtown, Johnstown, Harrystown, Tomstown, America, Middleville, Centerville, Outerville, etc., wherever you find two rivers that come together and you put up a mill and a blacksmith shop, and those folk live there. Other people come there and they take advantage of the mill, and then you marry one of the miller's daughters, and you come, it becomes Miller's Town. Things start to grow out of that. This is how our whole country was created. We create our countries right where we are. Well, there's the break. Take on that, and we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here is a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Verki Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verki dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verki Guy offers amazing specials for Verki water filtration systems. The Verki Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verki Light system today, complete with two black Verki elements for only $231, and the Verki Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Verki Light, the Verki Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Verki Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So it can be said, you know, rightly so, that none can know at all, you know, and I certainly have no, you know, inside track on any of this stuff. I just stumble along, do the best I can with the sources that are, that actually fall into my hands. I rarely go out seeking something, but typically things just fall into place, in the right place at the right time. And I'm very thankful for that. But anyway, back to the discussion. Via surrender of private rights, individuals cannot create a public right. By a treaty agreement, there cannot be created a political power with a legal authority superior to that of the parties establishing it. From this last fact, it irresistibly follows that any so-called composite or federal state that has for its basis a treaty or a compact between states is not, in truth, a state at all, but a mere league of states, and this, notwithstanding the fact that very extensive powers may have been granted to the central governing power. Envisioned as a legal person, the sovereignty of a state represents the supremacy of its will. And the Constitution prohibits the states from forming leagues amongst themselves, and yet through things like metropolitan statistical agencies and banking regions and FEMA regions and bishoprics and all of the rest of the pricks, that we struggle against and kick upon the broadcast here, these things have crept in. We've gone further and further and further away from the simple understanding that you'd get out of grammar school and an inquiry into an encyclopedia in a well-stocked school library. These kind of books having been taken out of libraries years and years ago and thrown in dumpsters. Fortunately for me, I was there to intercept before the garbage pail came in after it. As thus representing a supremacy of its will, as thus representing a supreme will, sovereignty is necessary in an indivisible unity. Interesting there. A divided or double sovereignty is an impossibility. When we talk about sovereign citizens and sovereign subjects, it kind of begs the question. All these sovereigns be around here. Who's supreme around here? And again, as thus representing a supreme will, sovereignty is necessarily an indivisible unity. A divided or double sovereignty is an impossibility. No man can serve two masters, from the Bible. A given body politic, therefore, either possesses sovereignty and is for that reason a state, or it has not sovereignty and, as a result, is not a state but simply an administrative division of the state that possesses sovereignty over it. And so then we look out across all of the several states at once, originally intended to be republics, all transformed into democracies in Reconstruction and following the Second World War, when all the constitutions were rewritten again and again and again, and they keep doing that. It takes a lot of reading to follow it all. In all strictness, then, it is a misuse of words to speak of a federal state if by that term is meant a state formed by a federation of states. For if, in such a federation, sovereignty is held to rest in the central body, that body is a state, and its constituent Commonwealth members are ipso facto reduced to a non-sovereign condition and therefore to the status of administrative districts. And if you go up on the CIA fact book and look what they say about this country, and territories and regions and blankness, and listen to the discussion as regards the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, we're going to secure our outer boundary as this illegitimate creation that has blossomed in those 10 square miles known as Washington, the district of creeps and criminals, gangsters, thugs, and usurpers, treasonous whores on the Potomac, however you want to style it, they have certainly overthrown this country. They claim this sovereignty to themselves, and they reduce all of the several states to simply territorial protectorates or something like that, administrative districts. If, however, the federating units each retain their sovereignty, that's why the states' rights had to be quashed, you know, they remain states, and no central sovereignty or state can be held to be created. In other words, this federal system that we have in Washington was kind of like a meeting place. It was a place to come together and dialogue and the consensus and to discuss the affairs of the day. I don't believe in the founders' minds it was intended to be the end-all, be-all, supreme will. You know, even though they do say the Constitution is supreme law of the land, and they subject it to treaties. Anyway, lots of things to learn. In one case, there exists but one state with a government composed of one set of central or federal organs and as many sets of local governmental organs as there are members of the union. In the other case, there exist as many states as there are confederated units, an equal number of state governments, and a central government that acts as the common agent of the several states, but no central state. They're an agent, if you will. We are the beneficiaries. They are the trustees. We set up a compact. It's a trust, perhaps. The line of distinction between a single national state composed of non-sovereign bodies, politic, enjoying extended powers of self-government, and a confederation of states with a central government exercising many of the most important sovereign powers is not always easy to draw. And knowing that it was not easy to draw, it became a breaking point for this spirit of division, the usurpers, the Trojan triangles, the Trojan horse, those that crept in unawares. Continuing, the distinguishing criterion is not the amount of powers actually vested in the central government as compared with those retained by the individual commonwealths, nor whether the operation of federal law is upon their citizens, nor necessarily upon the manner in which the Articles of the Union may be amended. The one absolute test is as to the power or the lack of power of the members of the Union themselves to determine, in the last resort, not only the extent of the obligations imposed upon them by the Articles of Union, but their constitutional right to withdraw from the Union when they see fit. Wow. About ready to withdraw from that Union, huh? Just about had enough of that claptrap coming out of there. Maybe it's time to put it up as a national park or something, a museum. We'll locate a new central meeting place elsewhere, more centrally located. We'll let that reclaimed swampland down there just be a, I don't know, maybe it could be a Masonic center, or maybe Abraham Foxman could be buried there in a glass tube. I don't know. See what happens with that one. But the federal system has certainly done us wrong, in my opinion, researched as it is. Bearing in mind the distinction between the possession of the sovereignty itself and the mere exercise of certain of its powers, it is seen that a state may, without in any wise impairing its sovereignty, delegate the execution of its commands not only to government agencies of its own creation, that would be the Administrative Procedures Act, 1946, but to those of other states. For so long as such other states or their governments act but as the agents of the first state, it is the sovereign will of that state that is exercised. And who is that first state? The first state is we the people. And let's not forget that. We need to know who we are. And we need to know whose we are. And it's a difficult task and a long journey and a lonely journey, because there aren't very many people that embark on that journey. You may never discover who you are. You may never know whose you are. But if you're on that journey and you're seeking truth and pleading to be kept from error, dress with all of the discernment that you can, run your antennas all the way up, and trying to figure out the difference between the truth and the lying gas bags that would make you their slave. You know, choose thee this day which master you're going to serve. Are you going to be a free man? If you're going to be free in a society, we're going to need to live together. And when we live together, we will need government. Governments of our choosing. Not those kinds of governments and tyrannies and despotisms chosen by others and subjecting us to nothing but slaves. Folks, that's all for today. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.